All right, everybody, the negotiations are finally coming to an end, and Republicans are finally coming to their senses. In the middle of the night, the Senate voted to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security, except for ICE and a few other sections like Customs and Border Patrol that very much so need to have their behavior changed. This is after 42 days of intense negotiations where we almost had reached a deal, and then Donald Trump himself told Republicans to shoot down any potential deal and to keep the TSA closed. So, honestly, personally, I've gone to the airport twice over the past week for certain events or debates, and I made sure to thank every single TSA agent. I was paying very close attention to see, you know, how is this process being held up, what was slowing down. And the second time I went to the airport, I actually saw the ICE agents standing there saying, you know, take your drinks out of your bag, take any large electronics out of the bag. And on one hand, they weren't actually hurting anybody at the airport other than being there for pure intimidation tactics. But on the other hand, it was so incredibly obvious that they were just given a script in the morning and they were told to just stand there and repeat these lines throughout the day. I was picturing in my head the ICE agents being not trained, but just given one script. Tell everybody to take their bottles out of the bag. Tell everybody they can't have drinks or any large electronics. And it just wasn't very helpful. I mean, it's better than ICE pulling 79-year-old abuelas to the ground and cracking their ribs, I guess. But still, we even saw that happen in a few airports across the country. So we're going to break all of this down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Now, this bill is headed to the House, where Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is having a tough time answering for the fact that Trump shot this bill down himself. This is the second time, probably the third time, Trump has done this over the past few years. Remember when James Lankford, a Republican, introduced a border bill that was supposed to fix a lot of the problems that were going on down at our southern border during the Biden administration? We were about to fix it, and then Donald Trump told Republicans to shoot it down because it benefits him politically if there is a problem at the border. This dude does not actually care about Americans or about safety or about TSA agents, for example. He cares about his own political gain, and I want to show you the moment that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson starts to kind of stutter and stumble, trying to answer for Trump telling them to shoot it down. By the way, make sure you drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are very close to 2 million subscribers, which would be a record for Gen Z-built independent media. So thank you all, truly.
Mr. Speaker, it seems as though Republicans and Democrats are talking past one another right now. Is the only person who could solve this the President of the United States, and why isn't he involved?
Well, I think he is involved. I mean, I know he had a group of...
He down the plan yesterday.
Well, that's what's been reported. Okay, he brought some...
He said that in the Oval Office that he was not pleased with that plan.
Well, actually have his exact quote somewhere. I think he said that, to paraphrase him, I think he said he's a little skeptical or cynical that a deal's going to come together. What we're hearing, okay, in our chamber is that there's discussions going on that Democrats are demanding to break off parts of Homeland and fund it separately.
Notice how rattled he gets at the very beginning here. Notice how he can barely answer this.
Well, I think he is involved. I mean, I know he had a group of...
He down the plan yesterday.
Well, that's what's been reported. Okay, he brought some.
He said that in the Oval Office that he was not pleased with that plan.
Well, actually have his exact quotes.
I love this interaction here. Mike Johnson does his usual slippery, slimy tactics. He goes, "Well, that's what's been reported." And the guy goes, dude, Trump himself said it in the Oval Office. He said he wasn't happy. Then Mike Johnson goes, actually, I have the full quote right here. And when he reads the full quote, it backs up the reporter. Like, what are we doing here? Just to show you, Jay pointed out, while you were sleeping at 2 a.m., the Senate finally funded most of Homeland Security. After a 42-day standoff and negotiations that fell apart and came together again, funding package finally includes everything in DHS besides ICE and part of Customs and Border Patrol. Agencies that will be fully funded include TSA, FEMA, Coast Guard, and CISA. Now it goes to the House, where, of course, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson will be tasked with voting on it. And he'll likely vote it through. Trump seems to have changed his mind. But it's worth pointing out here, Democrats gave Trump the easiest off-ramp ever, and he threw a tantrum and didn't even want to take it. So Democrats made one simple request. We said, hey, we'll refund the government. We'll refund TSA. We'll refund FEMA. We'll even introduce standalone bills to do that. But we have to negotiate on ICE. ICE is already funded endlessly, so we just need some barriers to protect ourselves constitutionally. You want to know a great example of this? Minnesota, just the other day, sued the Trump administration over the shootings of Renee Nicole Good and Alex Preddy, but not just the shootings themselves, the fact that the Trump administration has been blocking any coordination between state and federal investigators. That is right. State investigators, local investigators are being blocked from even accessing evidence or having any say, which is very, very clearly a cover-up. So Democrats are like, listen, we're not going to fund ICE and CPB and all of this endlessly while you guys continue to kill U.S. citizens. We're just not going to do it. We will fund everything else, and that can be our negotiation. Trump said, no, shoot that down. We're not going to fund anything. It's all or it's nothing. And then Republicans came to Trump the other day with an off-ramp, with a very simple ask. They said, hey, Trump, how about we just let Democrats have their way now? They can fund TSA, they can fund everything, and then in this reconciliation bill, we'll just, you know, sneak in our Customs and Border Patrol and ICE funding, and Democrats can't do anything about it because it's a reconciliation bill. Guess what? Trump said, no, we're not doing that. I am shooting that down. Then this became an lengthened mess where TSA has to go 42 days. And finally, again, in the middle of the night, the Senate unanimously moves to fund most of DHS except ICE and Border Control in a rare overnight session. Now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson did an interview last night that I found to be quite interesting, in which he's talking about the war in Iran, in which he's talking about his role in the government. And it starts off with Brett Baer asking him, do you call this a war or do you call this a conflict? Watch.
Voting to parade all of these stars and our great record across the stage. I feel very good about this. I believe we're going to defy history and grow the Republican majority in the House.
But a couple of things have to happen. The war, you call it a war or a conflict?
Conflict.
Conflict, yes. Needs to be over?
Yes, and I think it will be. I think it will be in due time, yeah.
And gas prices and inflation needs to come down.
Yeah, and those are directly related because you get...
Oh my God, okay. Lord have mercy. The reason he calls it a conflict and not a war is because Congress has been stepped all over by Donald Trump. Trump started a war without the authorization of Congress, and now every single Republican member of the House can't technically call it a war because they would be conceding that Trump stepped all over the War Powers Resolution. So they're trying to call it a conflict. And then when Mike Johnson gets asked about the gas prices and he has another BS answer about how they're right about to drop, they're about to drop. We just have to end this conflict, right? Even Trump calls it a war himself. It's absolute BS. Here's Mike Johnson being asked about Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort being in a district that flipped from red to blue. So Trump is now represented by a Democrat.
With some of the Republicans you have to deal with. The Mar-a-Lago flip. Democrats win the Trump hometown Florida House district. This is a state house race. Emily Gregory defeated Trump-endorsed GOP state house candidate in a hotly contested race. The president, obviously, in his backyard, and he won that district overwhelmingly. As you look at that, do you see a canary in the coal mine about November?
I don't at all. In fact, I talked with the president about this after that election result came in, and his team. These special elections are a one-off, and they're anomalies. That's why we call them special.
Really? Democrats have won like 7 one-off elections in a row, so I would be worried if I were you all. If we've won like 7 special elections in a row, that's a problem for Republicans.
There was circumstances in that race at the state legislative level not involved with Congress. I am very bullish about November, very bullish about the midterms.
Even right now, absolutely. Even looking at everything that's coming up.
Absolutely right. And I give you a very boring 90-minute slideshow, Brett, to prove to you all the reasons we're going to win.
Minutes,
we don't have it. But look, it summarizes us having a great record to run on. Promises made, promises kept. The big, beautiful bill, Working Families Tax Cut, is going to be working for me.
I would love to see this 90-minute COPE slideshow. I mean, what are they pointing to? Gas prices are up. Energy prices are up. Inflation is up. Unemployment is up among young Americans, among Black Americans. A consumer sentiment is down to its lowest point in 14 years. The economy is struggling as credit card delinquencies are at their highest point in like a decade. So I just want to end this off by saying, As Midas Touch reports, the U.S. Senate has advanced a deal to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security for the rest of the fiscal year, excluding additional funding for ICE and Border Patrol, approved by a unanimous voice vote just after 2 a.m. So at a 2 a.m. sneak vote, the Republicans went against Trump's prior wishes and voted for this. Now, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has to put up his vote in the House. And, you know, the reality is Trump probably changed his mind and is for the funding now, but there's a chance that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is caught between a rock and a hard place. Do you fund this? Do you go against Trump? Obviously, at the end of the day, you're supposed to protect the American people by funding TSA and allowing ICE to have reforms. It is insane to me that ICE is able to kill U.S. citizens. There's no solid, proper investigation. The people aren't even removed from the field. And yet Republicans are turning a blind eye. Radical idea, Republicans, when state actors kill people and abuse their power, there should be consequences. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. We are getting closer and closer to 2 million. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.